Today is Friday, December 6th. What to know today about the impeachment timeline and two heated exchanges making headlines. Also, a massive strike in France and an unprecedented safety report from Uber. Plus, Mighty Mice head to space, a digital driver's license, and the future of iPhones. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. House Democrats aren't wasting time. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called on the House to go ahead and begin drafting articles of impeachment against President Trump. She says our democracy is what's at stake, and President Trump has left them with no other choice but to move forward with impeachment. Now it sounds like they could introduce those articles of impeachment as early as next week, and the Hill reports we could see the entire House vote to impeach by Christmas. Remember, Democrats say there's clear evidence President Trump tried to get Ukraine to interfere in the U.S. election, putting his own interests above the country's. But Trump says he never did anything wrong. He calls the whole thing a sham and an effort by Democrats to overturn the 2016 election. Now he says he wants the impeachment process to move quickly. He tweeted yesterday, if Democrats are going to impeach, they should, quote, do it now so we can have a fair trial. As a reminder, here's how the process works. If the House of Representatives, controlled by Democrats, moves forward and votes to pass at least one article of impeachment, the president then is impeached. But he's not removed from office. That's up to the Senate, controlled by Republicans. They would first hold a trial and vote whether to remove Trump from office. For now, The Hill says Democrats will be holding mock hearings this weekend, and then they'll have a meeting to review all of their evidence on Monday. And a side note. There are headlines about two heated exchanges yesterday. One was between Pelosi and a reporter after she was talking about impeachment. The reporter asked if she hated the president. She seemed to get mad, saying she doesn't hate anybody, telling the reporter, quote, don't mess with me. She said, this is not about feelings, it's about the president's oath of office. The other fiery exchange was between presidential candidate Joe Biden and a voter in Iowa. The voter suggested Biden sent his son to Ukraine for the family's benefit, which is what Trump has claimed. Biden hit back, saying the man is a, quote, damn liar. And when the man said Biden is too old, Biden challenged him to a push-up contest. A national strike in France is essentially shutting down some of the country's largest cities. Hundreds of thousands of people are striking in one of the biggest demonstrations in decades. They're all walking off the job because of proposed changes to their pensions. The changes would force them to retire a couple of years later in order to get their full payouts. Beyond that, NPR reports many people just don't like their president, Emmanuel Macron. So that's revving up the strike as well. CBS News reports nurses, doctors, teachers, and police officers are some of the people who are taking part and walking off the job. Public transportation is shut down or extremely limited, and even the Eiffel Tower is closed. Today, officials say about 20% of the flights going in and out of Paris and other large cities are canceled. The strikes are expected to continue until at least Monday. Tomorrow is the 78th anniversary of the surprise attack on Pearl Harbor. More than 2,300 Americans died when the Japanese bombed the naval base in Hawaii on December 7, 1941. It pushed the U.S. into World War II. There will be a ceremony tomorrow to remember the victims. Survivors, veterans, and others are expected to attend. This year, USA Today reports there will be some extra security at the event because of the shooting there earlier this week. A U.S. sailor shot three people, killing two of them at the military base, before turning the gun on himself. Now officials are working to let people know they will be safe at this weekend's ceremony. For the first time, Uber is releasing stats about how many crimes and crashes have happened during rides. The new safety report is an unprecedented breakdown of data from last year and the year before. The New York Times reports it shows there were more than 3,000 sexual assaults during Uber rides in 2018, affecting both riders and drivers. There were also 9 murders and dozens of deadly crashes. The Washington Post reports Uber is releasing these stats because the company says it wants to be more transparent, and it wants to use the data to make rides safer for everyone. That said, the company also pointed out that most rides, 99.9%, had no safety issue. Lyft plans to follow suit, saying it's going to release its own report, but it's not clear exactly when. Both companies have faced lawsuits for sexual assaults. In fact, just this week, 20 more women sued Lyft. Both companies have also said they've invested in new features and policies to address these safety concerns. Amazon and the NFL are joining forces to better protect players. Engadget says they're working on a so-called digital athlete platform, which will basically make a computer simulation of an NFL player. They'll use that to test different game scenarios without actually putting players at risk. The NFL plans to use the data to also find out what causes injuries, including concussions, and how to prevent them. Of course, this has been a major concern in the sport over the years, and the NFL says any valuable information from the new platform could be used beyond football in the future. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, let's take a quick break to thank today's sponsor. Every family has a story, and Ancestry DNA can provide historical details that bring those family stories to life. That's why it can be a meaningful gift to connect families over the holidays. Ancestry DNA allows you to trace the paths of your recent ancestors and learn how and why your family moved from place to place around the world. Only Ancestry DNA uses the world's largest family history databases to give a deeper and more detailed DNA story. When I shared the results with my family, it got us talking. We all learned something new, but then my mom also started sharing other family stories I had never heard before. So if you're interested, right now you can save big on Ancestry DNA with special holiday pricing and spark those meaningful conversations around the holiday dinner table. So give the gift that can unwrap their history. Head to my URL at ancestry.com/newsworthy to get your Ancestry DNA kit on sale today. That's ancestry.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. SpaceX just launched a rocket carrying a bunch of supplies, including genetically enhanced Mighty Mice, as they're called. CNN reports more than 5,000 pounds of supplies are heading to the International Space Station, and the rocket should be there by the end of the weekend. So why the Mighty Mice? 8 genetically enhanced mice are on board, and they have twice the muscle mass of regular mice. They'll apparently help scientists understand how to limit muscle and bone loss while in space. But that's not all. There's also barley grains on board. It's part of a series of Budweiser experiments to look at how barley, which is used to make beer, is affected by weightlessness. And there's a 3D printed robot head with artificial intelligence. It's similar to the same robot that flew up last year, but this one can show empathy. The robots are designed to help astronauts, especially when they reach the moon and Mars. There are many other things on board as well, including a few Christmas surprises for the astronauts. Your phone could soon hold a digital version of your driver's license. New technology is in the works that would let you keep your license, social security card, and other forms of ID on your phone rather than in your physical wallet. CNET says the next version of Google's operating system, called Android R, could have this new feature. But the phones would have to use a certain premium chip called the Snapdragon 865. It's all still being tested and won't be ready until at least next year. But if it goes according to plan, you'd go into your phone's wallet app and pull up your mobile ID. A QR code would then pop up, and the person asking for your ID would scan it to verify it. Keep in mind, there could be different security requirements in different states, so stay tuned. Speaking of the future of phones, a top analyst has a big prediction about iPhones, saying Apple may ditch the charging port altogether. CNBC reports he thinks Apple will get rid of the Lightning connector on the highest-end version of its iPhone in the year 2021, meaning that iPhone would be completely wireless. So it would have to be charged wirelessly, and you'd have to use wireless headphones. The same analyst has a bunch of other predictions, but of course Apple has not confirmed them just yet. What were the fastest-growing brands of 2019? Morning Consult's latest report shows DoorDash, the food delivery service, scored the top spot for the second year in a row. Number 2, White Claw, the spiked seltzer. And third place, more food delivery, Postmates. Rounding out the top 5 for the fastest growing brands are Impossible Foods, which makes plant-based meat, and the payment app, Venmo. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening and for sharing the show. I am so grateful to have you as a listener. As always, you can read more about any of the stories we mentioned in this episode right in today's show notes. Just go to thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. We'll be back with much more news on Monday. Have a great weekend.